Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we are in the middle of the Christina Liu show and also the last segment for the day. I mean, it's amazing how quick the whole show, this is a 2 hours, have gone by. And honestly, to be very honest with you, besides Joe and Maria earlier in the show, there's no two people I'd rather hang out with than Otto and Christina at this point in time. And of course, Dan, but Dan doesn't say too much during the air. He runs. Now, he's the guy.
He's just hanging on to every word we say is what's going on.
Now, Dan is muted right now, so he can't.
Okay. So a few more things, Christina. If there is, I mean, there doesn't have to be, because I'm really not sure what's going on in the town, but I mean, people are looking for some avenues of, you know, just to get out. Nothing fancy, it's just to get out. They're getting bored.
Well, and you know, what we're trying to really do at PI especially is, you know, figure out ways to really connect to the seniors, you know, virtually. We had a lot of success last month with the advisory committees. We were all kind of shocked. We just had a meeting the other day to talk on and recap it, because there was really a lot of people who participated and people who even didn't have.
Can I just interrupt you? I'm sorry. Do you have advisories in June or they're over now?
Yep. So that's what we ended up doing is, you know, normally we wouldn't, you know, we would have one meeting, big meeting in June, and that would be it for the summer. But since where, you know, having all these, you know, programs taken away and different opportunities, we really wanted to stay connected. So we decided and talked to different residents about, you know, continuing these advisory committees, because it was really wonderful. And like I said, the fact that so many people who really gave it a shot, and even if they were just on the phone, like, you know, tuning in to the conversation, that was important too. You know, Otto was on the New Hyde Park one, and we talked about it after, saying, you know, overall, I was really impressed with the success of things. Of course, there's little glitches here and there, but the fact that people are really, as you said, John, are looking to connect, you know.
I just want to say one other thing, Christina. You said Otto was on the New Hyde Park one?
Yes.
Otto is New Hyde Park.
That's right.
Okay, let's be real.
No, trust me.
Otto is New Hyde Park.
There's a lot of people in New Hyde Park do a lot more than me, believe me.
Well, you know, we're just partial to you.
You're an important piece of it.
You know what? This is a different topic, but it's kind of high on the list right at the moment, and that all the protests that are going on. And I think we ought to mention the fact that so far, you know, knock on whatever, the protests in North Hempstead have all been of the peaceful variety, which is a credit to the town. I think that's a good thing. And I think people are entitled to protest, editorially speaking. you know, it was a tough situation. But I think,
you know, it was lovely too, because I saw the, you know, we've had him on the show, the commissioner of the Nassau County Police, Patrick Ryder, was being interviewed, I think yesterday was. And, you know, he was saying, the people totally have a right to protest peacefully, and we are supportive, you know. And I think when you see that collaboration, that's when things get done and things, you know, your point is heard clearer. So it's really, I thought, a nice thing. And I, as Otto said, you know, I pray that things maintain that way, you know, in North Hempstead and in Nassau County as well. So I think it's definitely something important to working together is how things really kind of get solved. So, but next week I want to tell people, which is going to be, I'm sure I'll have a lot of information. We have on Eric Alexander, who is the director over at Vision Long Island. And he's going to talk about small business survival and the Main Street update, which is certainly a timely issue right now. Then the following week we have on our very own Dr. Phil, Dr. Susan Lindner, will be on, and she will be talking about mental health during this whole time, which is something that I think is really, you know, important. Obviously, everyone's focused on not getting COVID and being safe, but the mental component of all of this really has serious impact. So we're going to have her on, which I'm very excited about. The following week, we're going to have on Madeline Singus, who is the district attorney of Nassau County. She'll come on talking about what her office is doing during this whole time. Then we're going to have a little repeat show, and then hot off the presses, we are going to have, we rescheduled the Nassau County Comptroller, Jack Schneerman, will be on the following week. So
just one interruption there. With Madeline Singus, we're going to have John Weekhouse too.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're going to have him.
He's the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association.
That's right. So, yeah, there's really, you know, and that's what I think has been really nice about this show is that we're able to kind of get on all these guests who are each have a piece of, you know, trying to make things better during this time and come up with innovative new ways to do stuff. So,
you know what? Now I'm going to jump in and give Christina a major, major accolade. And that is, you know, she's been the producer from the very beginning. And since I've been around, she's been producing all these shows. But the fact, the people that we had Commissioner Ryder on, we're having Madeline Singus on, we're having John Weekhouse on, we had somebody from Tom DiNapoli's office, we had somebody from the Attorney General, the people that she is getting.
Tom Suozzi
was on. It's just amazing. When you put it in perspective, if these people thought this was a rinky-dink program that served no purpose, they're not giving up an hour of their time. People with one phone call are saying, yes, when can we fit it in? Mm-hmm. And she works out a date for them. And the same thing's going to be happening in July and in August. And it's amazing with the pandemic going on. I mean, we've always had good speakers. But the last couple of months, it's like the who's who of town and the county. We started with Judy Bosworth. When we came back, Zooming, Judy Bosworth was the first person. And she said, absolutely, she was on it, to be honest. And it will continue because of the quality of the programming. And it really is. And that's a credit to you, Christina. Well, and a credit to Otto, who's a wonderful co-host.
That's right. We
how about you, John? Let's talk about you for
that's
a moment.
Right.
I'm just here. I just
you're excellent.
It's all the necessary ingredients.
John, you allow people to talk, and a lot of people who are hosts may not do that.
Absolutely. So it's always nice to be together. And I really want to say too, with the supervisor, back to the advisory, because she zoomed in each and every advisory committee meeting. Addition to, you know, different council people from the particular region of whatever we were doing. So I was just really, we were excited about it, and we want to continue, you know, kind of broadening these programs. So we're trying to see if we're able to do a bunch of our social discussion groups via Zoom. So we have a men's social group, which is a general social discussion group, thinking about doing technology for the terrified via Zoom. The World in Motion current events group that we have too would like to meet. So we're just trying to figure out different ways and how, because every kind of group is different, obviously, for this. But what we were touching upon last week is nice. You know, we're trying to think of the future when we're all back at work and able to see people, which it sounds so lovely. But that some things that we want to actually take with this is possibly maybe recording different programs that we're doing, because having a medium like this really can open the world up to people who might be homebound or can't get out or, you know, or busy, whatever it might be. So it's kind of nice option that you're able to click in and see this. And a lot of organizations are doing that. You know, with our exercise classes, we are recording them. Rebecca Miller is doing yoga. We have Margaret doing Zumba, and we're going to start doing Tai Chi. So these are all pre-recorded segments. They're aired on the, you know, the North Hempstead TV channel and on the website. And what's nice is that you always have this video, so it's something that can be utilized. So we're kind of trying to figure out how to incorporate this new world of technology into, you know, what we're used to too, because I think it opens it up. And that's what we're trying to do. We're always trying to do innovative things at Project Independence and at the town.
Probably one of the positives that came out of this is the acceleration of the use of some technology. This might have happened eventually, but this has definitely accelerated the whole thing.
Yeah, and it really like taught people, you know, and you saw who really wanted to stay connected. Because like I said, there were people who really were scared of this. Obviously, we know. I didn't know what the heck Zoom was, you know, before this whole pandemic. It wasn't like a part of my daily life. But what's great is that Barbara Melman, who is our technology for the Terrified instructor, actually offered to do Zoom training, you know, via the telephone. So if you wanted to be part of an advisory committee, or we had our book club, we was meeting virtually as well, you would call 311. We would send it over to Barbara Melman, and then she'd be able to kind of get you hooked up and into the whole thing, which is has been great too. So, you know, it's we're just kind of trying to figure out how to get the most people involved. And, you know, like, listen, I know there's some people who this is not going to be kind of a medium for them. So that's why we're really trying to think about how to put this on the TV, you know, because a lot of people might have the town cable station so that, you know, they could just, they're more comfortable watching it kind of that way, a pre-recorded thing. So
can that happen? Can you just take the Zoom like of yes. Joe Galante and what I look at here on this screen?
Exactly.
Just on,
so I talked actually to Dan about that, and I was talking to, you know, Alan over at, you know, the town station.
Right.
That's something that they definitely are trying to look at doing, is just taking, you know, what we obviously, because we're just using the audio, you know, for the radio show, but we also have video. I mean, some parts might need to be edited out, but it's definitely something we're looking to do. So we're just trying to keep up.
I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea because, you know, especially now, you're not doing that much real-time taping
mm-hmm. right.
of new shows. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of repeat stuff. And especially in North Hempstead, you have the guy who walks around the forest all the time. I don't know his name. But he's a nice man. He's, I'm not questioning it, but you know, there's just so many times you want to watch it.
No, you know, too, like as far as the town station, it's a huge, you know, the majority of people watching it are of the senior population. So
right.
they really want to gear programming as it should be to seniors. You know, there are a lot of other outlets out there for, you know, the younger generations in this thing, you know, so it's, I feel like it's our responsibility to kind of have on our end, you know, innovative programming for seniors, you know, and they're going to look at doing Funday Monday virtual programming because, I mean, it's so weird to think, you know, after all these years that Funday Monday won't be, you know, our usual Funday Monday. So, you know, like I said, we're just trying to keep it as somewhat normal as possible and kind of spread the word. And I encourage people, you know, as things open up outdoor, you know, whether it's a park or something, you know, go to the park, take a walk, you know, obviously have a face covering, you know, by any means, but it's, I think it's important to kind of dip your toe, you know, in the water and get out there. And especially with the nice weather coming.
Do you have,
terrific.
Do you have the warning on your screen?
Yes. It's gone up now.
Yeah.
It's another great show, a wrap, you know, as they say in Hollywood, it's a wrap. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, everybody. And we'll be back next week.
Be kind to everyone.